harvest is calling, for labor is true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the oceans in darkness, are starving for life's giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail, with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a pleasant greeting to all who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're thankful to be back with you again and to come into your home or automobile by this wonderful means of radio over this great station XEG from Monterrey, Mexico. We hope and trust that each of you are well and happy in the service of the Lord. If you're troubled or have a need in body or soul, we gladly offer to join our prayers with yours that God may bring sure and quick deliverance from the problems which you face. This power rests in His hands, and He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20. If you desire to write to us, you may do so by simply addressing the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, let me remind you that beginning next week, this broadcast will be heard 30 minutes earlier each Friday night over XEG. That new time will be 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be sure to tune us in at this earlier time and tell others about this change. Now, I would like for us to consider the very important subject of prayer. We understand the definition of prayer to be the sincere desire of the heart, uttered or unexpressed. Jesus taught in Luke 18:1 that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, said, "I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." See 1 Timothy 2:8. Then again, notice in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. So we see that we're taught to pray continually, not only for our own needs, but also for others. Look again at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2. "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." Now, in the light of all these scriptures which teach us to pray, does it not seem strange that some should come along and say, No praying in the schools. It might be exerting the wrong influence over some who have objections to such prayers. Listen, friends. Satan is ever seeking to destroy the spiritual life of every child of God, and one of his best ways is to cause one to become careless and unconcerned about his life of prayer. It has now been many years since the days of my childhood, but one of the things which has remained with me down through the journey of life is the recollection of how our family would gather in one room of the house after supper in the evenings. There, we would talk a while, or busy ourselves with our schoolwork for the next day as we warmed by the fireplace. Or, perhaps some discussion would be made concerning the happenings of the day. But as the minutes began to drag slowly by, and the old clock began to strike out the hours, telling us it was time to begin thinking of retiring for the night, there was one thing yet to remember. My father would reach for that old family Bible and read some selected portion for each one to meditate upon. And then, as we knelt there in the stillness of the night, each one, beginning from the oldest to the youngest, offered his petition to God, thanking him for his protection and care through the day, and beseeching him for rest during the night. What a contrast to the modern method of today. Altogether, too often are the children left alone with a babysitter to watch some Wild West movie on the TV screen, which consists of numerous shootings and killings, while father and mother attend some worldly entertainment for the evening. Show me a home without prayer, and I will show you a home devoid of the grace and peace of God. Show me children left without proper instruction, and I will show you boys and girls who often bring their parents to shame. What we need is a return to the basic principles of home life. Here's Patsy with a report.
Thank you, Daddy. We understand that the Houston, Texas Police Department has been distributing a leaflet entitled 12 Rules for Raising Delinquent Children. Here are a few of the thoughts expressed in this leaflet. First, begin with infancy to give the child everything he wants. Second, when he picks up bad words, laugh at him. This will make him think he's cute. Third, never give him any spiritual training. Wait until he is 21 and then let him decide for himself. Fourth, avoid use of the word wrong. It may develop a guilt complex. This will condition him to believe later, when he is arrested for stealing a car, that society is against him and he is being persecuted. Fifth, pick up everything he leaves lying around, books, shoes, clothes. Do everything for him so that he will be experienced in throwing all responsibility on others. Sixth, let him read any printed matter he can get his hands on. Be careful that the silverware and drinking glasses are sterilized, but let his mind feast on garbage. Seventh, quarrel frequently in the presence of your children. In this way, they will not be too shocked when the home is broken up. Eighth, give a child all the spending money he wants. Never let him earn his own. Why should he have things as tough as you have had them? Ninth, satisfy his every craving for food, drink, and comfort. See that every sensual desire is gratified. Denial may lead to harmful frustration. Tenth, take his part against neighbors, teachers, and policemen. They are all prejudiced against your child. 11th, when he gets into real trouble, apologize for yourself by saying, I never could do anything with him. 12th, prepare for a life of grief. You will be likely to have it.
Thank you, Patsy. And now, let us pause a moment as we pray. Our gracious Father, teach us how to pray, that we may enjoy a life of peace and happiness filled with the wisdom of God. And then, teach us how to reach the hearts of those who know not how to find peace. For we ask it in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Here now is a song by Manuel Mitchell and Marie Mitchell, their daughter Charlene and Cynthia LeCroix.
Unworthy am I of the grace that He gave. Unworthy to hold to His hand. Amazed that a king would reach down to a slave. His love I cannot understand. Unworthy, unworthy, a beggar in bondage and alone. But He made me worthy, and now by His grace, His mercy has made me His own. My sorrow and sickness lay stripes on His back. My sins caused the blood that was shed. My faults and my failures have woven a crown.
Thank the Lord for the beautiful song. If you would like a copy of today's message, you may have one in typewritten form sent to you by requesting message number 4565. If we've been a blessing to you, pick up that pen and let us know about it. Now please remember, beginning Friday, May 7th, that new broadcast time will be 11 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, over XEG. Until then, this is your speaker, Willie C. Murphy, speaking in behalf of all of us here at the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and saying a very pleasant good night.